everybody. How you doing? Welcome. How's it going?
Hello, chat. How you doing, chat? Hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to the Krigler Show. It is indeed the Krigler Show. Always was, always will be the Krigler Show. You know, I've spent a lot of time thinking about what to do for my future. And I gotta be honest,
I love doing this.
You know, it's a lot of fun hanging out with you guys. I get to hang out with you all day or every day. You know, it's there's something about that, you know, being able to come on and talk about some things that I've learned, some interesting stuff. I've got some cool segments today. I'm going to be talking about Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, this man, what a freaking boss. Okay, now he came out last year talking about Section 230. And he was basically making some points about how it's a public utility. You know, it is not Section 230, but the internet in general. You know, that Google should be regulated because it's you know, everyone uses it. It's the internet. The internet. We're trying to figure out how to adapt human society and the internet together and keep freedom of speech and, you know, of course, Facebook and YouTube and Google and all these different things go under this same umbrella. And he made some really good points. And Ohio is actually following suit. It's pretty amazing what's going on. So we're going to talk about that. All right. Then I'm going to watch Snowflakes from Tom McDonald. Now, if you haven't heard this song, if you haven't even heard of Tom McDonald, I've talked about him a lot on my show. He's an amazing artist, an incredible just human being with the things that he talks about and says. You're going to get a glimpse of it with the song Snowflakes. Now, he's come out and said, use my songs, show my songs, spread the love. Like, I'm not going to like come after you. A lot of people do reaction videos. And I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna play his song for you guys tonight because it is so good. I've been following for over a year. He's just incredible. A lot of his songs, like "Exposure," was the first song I heard by him. A really amazing song about exposing a lot of different things. It's hard to even pinpoint because there's nobody's safe with Tom McDonald. But "Fake Woke" came out a while back, and it got like a huge. A lot of people were sharing it, and now he came out with Snowflakes, and oh, he is just punching everyone that deserves it. It's amazing. So we're gonna watch that. We're gonna live. I'm just gonna play it for you guys, and I'm gonna react to it. It's gonna be great. Yep, Hangover Gang. I see a lot of Hangover Gangs in chat right now. Right on. I love it. Okay, and then I don't know if you heard about this. There's a new ocean in town. That's right. The scientific community has declared a new ocean on this planet, okay? And we're going to get into it as far as where it is, what it is, why it, suddenly they've decided that we need a new ocean. And I'm also going to talk about how the ocean isn't really explored. In fact, over 80% of the ocean is still unexplored. And it's a pretty incredible number. And I also got some cool facts about megalodons of the past and how big they actually are. It's pretty amazing. So, yes, now we're going to be... Oh, and then, of course, Elden Ring. Now, I don't know how many people out there are gamers. I am absolutely a gamer. I Twitch after my show. I'm on Twitch as Commodore Krigler. And I love From Software. They are my favorite gaming company. I play everything that they make, and I love it. Every single thing I've ever touched from them, I'm like, this game is a 10. All the Dark Souls series, Sekiro, Armored. Did they make Armored Core? It doesn't matter. These guys are fantastic. And Elden Ring is a new game coming out that we've been waiting for. All right, I say we, as the people who love Dark Souls, they know about this game and they've been waiting for it. Well, a trailer came out, and not only did we get a trailer, we got a release date. So we got a release date for this game, and the trailer looks absolutely amazing. Amazing. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about games. And turns out, I think like a third of the planet plays video games now. A third. Some 3 billion people. That's crazy. Maybe that's more than a third. Right? Yeah, because there's not 9 billion people. There's like 7 or 8 billion people. I'm not exactly sure how many people are on this planet, but at least 3 billion of them play video games. And that's of last year, August. All right. It's kind of an old article, but it's fitting because I'm going to be talking about video games a little bit. Anyway, welcome to the show. Before we get into it, I just want to say, please go follow me over on Odyssey. You can just find me at odyssey.com. The Krigler Show, really easy to find me. You just type in The Krigler Show and you can find me there. Just in case, we'll just put it that way. All right. I don't want to lose my channel. I love hanging out here on YouTube. They make it really easy for me to move on off on my own and monetize my life doing what I'm doing, which is I'm really grateful for all of you, because really without all of your support, I wouldn't be able to do this and get a house. Because I told you guys I was looking for a house. Well, between last night's episode and right now, I got a house. I did. I'm buying a house. It's signed and I'm very excited about my future. I have an incredible partner, and you know, now that we have a house, I have a place we're going to be moving to that's going to be mine, and it's a magical place. I can't believe how lucky I am in life. Like, I am the luckiest person alive, I can tell you that. And this house that I've got, you know, I'm probably going to make a vlog about, you know, fixing things, doing stuff around the house, and, you know, just maybe giving a different side of my life. But I'm very excited. Thank you for all the congratulations. I'm tearing up a little bit because of how excited I am for life. Like, you guys have no idea. Like, I have such a strong vision in my head for, you know, my dream spot, and I absolutely got it. Most importantly, is Nishra is so happy. You should see the smile on her face. It is something else. Anyway, I'm clearly doing something right because of that smile that she has on her face. So I'm very excited about the future. So, and really, thank you. Seriously, all of you guys, thank you so much for supporting me and being there for me and watching my shows, sharing my videos, smashing that like button. I couldn't do this without all of you, you know, because, you know, this is, you know, I keep saying, you know, I'm a little flustered because I'm just excited. That's what it is. And I'm very grateful for all of you. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, even 2 weeks of not being on air, and I wasn't even able to tell you guys that I got a strike, you guys showed up for me and you came back, and it is fantastic. So thank you so much. Thank you. All right. I'm not crying. You're crying. Okay. Also, please go follow my Instagram, Krigler Coffee. It's my sister's actually running this. Oh, we got a new meme I haven't seen. Let's see. 3 rules. No wishing for death. No falling in love. No bring back dead people. I wish for coffee better than Krigler Coffee. There are 4 rules. Oh, that's great. I like that. Oh, that's from Corey Makes Mead. That's cool. He's actually making Krigler Coffee Krigler Coffee Mead right now, which is pretty cool. Pretty excited about that. Also, check out Krigler Coffee. I have a new blend that we're working on right now. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really good. All right. I'm good. I'm going to drink some coffee. Jeez. Oh, man. I'm good. Don't worry about me. I appreciate you all so much. Okay, let's talk about this freaking awesome man, Clarence Thomas. God, this guy is awesome. All right. Now, this is an article I found. This is a little old. This is from last year, from August. But it's important. Excuse me. No, this one's from April. All right. But I have... It's referring to something that happened last year. Justice Thomas argues for making Facebook, Twitter, and Google utilities. Okay? Let's check this out. Last fall, Clarence Thomas argued that it was time to rein in Section 230 immunity. Now Justice Thomas is laying out an argument for why companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Google should be regulated as utilities. On Monday, the Supreme Court vacated a lower court ruling in finding that President Trump had acted unconstitutionally by blocking people on Twitter. That case, which the justices deemed moot, hinged on the idea that at Real Donald Trump account was a public forum run by the President of the United States, and therefore was constitutionally prohibited from stifling private speech. In his concurrence, Justice Thomas agrees with the decision, but argues that, in fact, Twitter's recent ban of at Real Donald Trump account suggests that it's platforms themselves, not the government officials on them, that hold all the power. He's absolutely correct. If they see in this right here, they're deeming the fact that he's not allowed to block someone because it's a public forum. You're the president. So everything underneath has to be allowed, has to go, you know? And the fact that Twitter banned him is basically going against this rule. So they're banning the public forum, which is the president of the United States. Look, he was president when they banned him, okay? Sure, he's not president now, but he was when they banned him, and that's an issue. It proves that the platforms themselves have all the power. He's right. This is a quote from him. As Twitter made clear, the right to cut off speech lies most powerfully in the hands of private digital platforms, Thomas writes. The extent to which that power matters for purposes of the First Amendment and the extent to which that power could lawfully be modified raise interesting and important questions. Thomas argues that some digital platforms are sufficiently akin to common carriers like telephone companies. A traditional telephone company laid physical wires to create a network connecting people, Thomas writes. Digital platforms lay information infrastructure that can be controlled in much the same way. Thomas argues that while private companies aren't subject to the First Amendment, common carriers are unique to other private businesses in that they do not have the right to exclude. Thomas suggests that large tech platforms with substantial market power should be bound by the same restrictions. If the analogy between common carriers and digital platforms is correct, then an answer may arise for dissatisfied platform users who would appreciate not being blocked. Laws that restrict the platform's right to exclude, Thomas writes. Such a restriction would subsequently curb tech giants' ability to moderate content, a proposal that both tech giants and those on the left who want to see more aggressive content moderation online would almost certainly reject. Yeah, because they want to control the narrative. That's really what it is. It's them controlling the narrative, right? It's the people on the left. It's the people in these big tech companies that are controlling what people are seeing. I mean, I got a strike for quoting the CEO of Facebook, right? I wasn't saying anything myself, but I'm the one who got hit. I'm not going to repeat what I said, but it was a narrative that they're trying to adhere to. That's the whole reason the Project Veritas thing came out. That's what I was reporting on. Thomas goes on to describe the sheer scope of Facebook and Google's market power, citing Facebook's roughly 3 billion users and Google's 90% market share in search. It changes nothing that these platforms are not the sole means for distributing speech or information. A person could always choose to avoid the toll bridge or train and instead swim the Charles River or hike the Oregon Trail, Thomas writes. But in assessing whether a company exercises substantial market power, what matters is whether the alternatives are comparable. For many of today's digital platforms, nothing is. It's true. Okay, I use DuckDuckGo. I don't know what you use. I don't use Google. I use DuckDuckGo. I still say Google it. I still hear Google it, and I know what that means. Look it up online. It's like a Band-Aid. Band-Aids aren't, they're adhesive bandages. Band-Aid is a brand. You know, Google is now the word that's synonymous with searching something online. I don't use Google, but is it comparable? Well, what's comparable to Facebook? MySpace? I can't think of anything else. Twitter, what's comparable to Twitter? Okay, Gab, well, they got rid of it. Parler? Well, they didn't. They got rid of it, and Gab fought back, and now built its own infrastructure. You know, Parler. So they got rid of Parler. I mean, the CEO of Facebook or of Twitter was basically like, "We got rid of Parler," flaunting it. Thomas states that in order for an account like @RealDonaldTrump to be truly classified as government-controlled, the power of a platform to unilaterally remove a government account would have to be reduced. Agreed. Thomas acknowledges that it would be up to a legislator to impose such a restriction, and that the Twitter blocking case before the court didn't offer an opportunity to grapple with those questions. But, he writes, we will soon have no choice but to address how our legal doctrines apply to higher concentrated, privately owned information infrastructures such as digital platforms. He's absolutely right. Back when I was on Tim's show, we talked about Section 230 and how it needs to be reformed, not repealed. A lot of people are like, repeal it. You know, it needs to be reformed. It needs to be changed and altered so that they don't get to just use it. Last two or three weeks ago, Eliza was posting about how Twitter, I mean, there's so much of this stuff that is on Twitter, but they're citing Section 230. Well, we're not liable. And it's the narrative, you know, they can get rid of whoever they want, but when they don't care to get rid of things, Section 230, you can't sue us. It's not our problem. It's not our fault. Yes, it is. Because they're choosing who's on their platform. They're proving it time and time again. Well, check this out. Following Clarence Thomas's lead, Ohio Attorney General files lawsuit to classify Google as common carrier or public utility. So it's actually may start happening. Okay? It's not set in stone yet, but it's laying the groundwork. It's Clarence Thomas, I salute you, sir, because you flicked over the first domino. You stood strong and you're like, no, these people need to be held accountable. We need to rework 230. Okay. They are clearly making decisions. They are clearly publishers. They're getting decide who is on their platform or not. They banned a sitting president because they didn't like what he was saying. Well, they already ruled that that president couldn't ban someone from his own account because it was a forum, a public forum. So they already declared that in some sense, some accounts on Twitter are public forums, and it was his account that is considered a public forum. And then they banned him. Ohio's Attorney General Dave Yost has asked the court to legally declare that Google is a public utility in a lawsuit filed against the big tech giant. According to Yost, Google should be viewed in the same way as electricity, water, and gas providers, arguing that Google hurts its rivals by prioritizing its own products and services in search results, displaying them above those of competitors. And that's just one. Now, the rest of that article basically reiterates all of the things that I already read to you from Clarence Thomas himself. So, you know, but the point remains, we need to reevaluate Section 230. We need to be protected online. We have to. You know, the internet is new. Think about how long we've had the internet. 30 years max, okay? You know, it's okay, how long of this in the span of human life is 30 years? Nothing. It's a little speck of dust. 30 years is nothing. You know, I'm almost 40, so it's like a good portion of my life. So for my perception, 30 years is a lot. But I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm really looking forward to this because this is important. This is really, really incredible for the future of our rights being upheld on the internet. So thank you, Clarence Thomas. And thank you, Attorney General Dave Yost. Because this is really important. All right, so let's move on. I want to talk about Tom McDonald. Now, how many of you know who Tom McDonald is? Okay, I love this guy. He is fantastic, an incredible musician. He's got an incredible partner, Nova Rockefeller. Him and her make just magic together. He writes incredible music. She does insane work with music videos. He actually got Blair White to join him in the video, she's in the background just kind of, it's kind of making a point, right? The fact that she's on there. And we're going to go over it. So let's just, this is just the beginning. Look. All right. So we got Tom McDonald, snowflakes. Tom equal trash. He's surrounded by a bunch of trash. And it's just snowflakes. So when you think snowflakes, what do you think? What do you guys think, snowflakes? So I actually wrote a song called We Are Snowflakes. And it was before the whole, this was 12 years ago when I wrote this. And it was kind of before the whole, like, snowflake being a derogatory term for people who can't handle microaggressions, I guess, right? Oh no, it's a microaggression. It's like, oh yeah, you're a snowflake, right? It's like someone who can't deal with the realities of life, I guess, another way of putting it. Because, hey, life sucks sometimes. And, you know, it's how you deal with life. And if you don't want to deal with it, you want to tuck your head in the sand, you're probably a snowflake. Or if you get easily offended from someone else's opinion, you're probably a snowflake. You know, there's all these different versions of what you think a snowflake is. And I think that's what, I mean, so my song was about how we're all different. And this, you know, before it, and it, because we are all different. There's, I think it was, I forget who said it. Not the Buddha. It's the Dalai Lama might have said it. There's 7 billion of us. There should be 7 billion different religions because we're just all different. You know, all of our experiences, everything that we believe, our emotions, everyone's different. No two people are the same. We're all completely different. So we have different fingerprints, you know, because we're all that much different from each other. But on the other hand, snowflakes. Snowflakes. Okay, let's listen to this awesome song. Let me just make sure that you guys can hear it. Let me turn it up a little bit. Wait, can you guys hear that? Did you guys hear that? I want to just make sure that you can hear it because I need you guys to hear this song. It's that good. Okay, he did it again. Now, Fake Woke was equally amazing, but this one is traveling around like wildfire, okay? Wildfire. Okay, I just want to double check that we can hear that. Did you guys hear that little bit? Oh, was it the Dalai Lama who said that? Yeah, maybe that's who said it. You couldn't hear it? Heard nothing. All right, what is up with that? This is going to be really terrible if you guys can't hear. Why can't you hear? Desktop audio? No, you guys can't hear it? All right, well, that absolutely sucks. Man, really? You're going to do this to me, OBS? I honestly, I don't even know why I'm not getting any sound. Let me see. Audio mixer. Bear with me. It's absolutely worth it because this freaking song is amazing. Multi-audio thing. All right. Well, that sucks. I don't know why this is a thing. Desktop audio has... I've got all my... Studio mode. Monitor off. Here we go. Maybe this will work. Okay. Let's try it. No. You guys aren't hearing that. You guys can't hear it still, right? You just heard that song? The sound, is my sound muted? No, my sound is not muted. Wait, you guys heard it? Did it work that time? Okay. Play it on my phone. No, I can't do that. I want you guys to hear the song. There's something so amazing about this song. It's freaking incredible. Let's see. Advanced properties. monitor and output, desktop audio. You can hear it. I don't know how to do it.
Do you see visuals?
What?
Do you see visuals?
No. No, I know. I'm trying to figure that out. That's all right. I mean, it's not all right. It sucks. You can hear it from my headphones. That sucks. I just do this. But then I can't hear the song.
Can you put the Alexa right there?
No, because there will be a feedback. Yeah. Right? Look up the lyrics. Oh, well, what a shame. What a shame that this isn't working like I would have liked it to, because I really want to do a reaction video to this song, because it's so good. Gosh, it's good. Man, what a bummer. Let me change the sound settings of my system to not be my headphones, because I have a feeling that's the reason why. Hello?
You went to audio settings, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Huh? Sorry.
You reset the input?
I don't know where to...
Audio settings?
In which audio settings?
Just like if you search audio in the Windows menu.
Okay.
Go to there.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure the you can see the... What is the source you're playing from?
A browser. Mm-hmm.
You have the audio preferences up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have? What do you play the sound usually from? What is it called?
Desktop audio.
What's the other one? Like multimedia or something? There's another one.
There's video capture, which is my camera,
yeah.
Mic, and then desktop. Those are the only three options that I see. Those are the only three sounds. Okay. Someone said Alt F4. Yeah, let me try that. That's funny. Inputs. Well, I got my input correct. I've got my speakers. I can still hear myself through my headphones. I have a feeling it's something with the output in my soundboard, because Alt F4 fixes all issues. Thank you. Thanks, Robert Shaw. I appreciate you. Okay. This is an absolutely professional show here on The Krigler Show. We prep for everything to make sure it's all ready to go whenever we do this. Yes, Vash, she absolutely has the smarts, I know. I love it. that's funny, David. Yeah. All right. Digital audio. Video. Speakers. Yeah, it should work. Oh, that was really loud. My goodness. Output devices. All right. Okay, well, I think I'm going to give up on this and just move on, because I can't figure it out. So
you went to global audio devices?
What?
In OBS.
Okay.
Go to audio settings.
Okay. I don't know where the...
Wait, go to file? Settings? Mm-hmm. Audio? Second should not be disabled. What does it say? One of those should be the input. Can't see what it says.
Pillings, but your pro-choice abortion kills way more...
Yes, I think that worked. My girl's got them smarts, yo. I watched it work.
Sweet.
Okay, we're gonna do this. Yeah. Thank you, Nish. You're the best. She's the best. All right, we got this. Oh, wait, now is it buffering? All right. So, thank you for sticking around. You guys are the best. I'm about to drop this and watch. I have to reload this window for some reason now. It's buffering. Okay. All right, you guys ready for this? Are you guys ready? Let's do this. If you lie to the government, they'll put you in prison. But when they lie to all of us, it's called being a politician. Dude. Okay. If you lie to the government, they'll put you in prison. But when they lie to us, it's called being a politician. That's the start. That is the start. Throw in hot fire right off the bat. Woo! You think taking guns away will save our kids from the killings? But your pro-choice abortion kills way more children. Dude, okay. He's right. He's right. So terrible and racist, it probably isn't safe to encourage immigration. Although, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Encouraging immigration. They're actually Kamala came out and said, don't come out. Don't come here. Let me turn it up for you guys. Oh, you know what? Hold on. I'm gonna bring it back and start over. If you lie to the government, they'll put you in prison. But when they lie to all of us, it's called being a politician. You think taking guns away will save our kids from the killings? But your pro-choice abortion kills way more children. If America's so terrible and racist, it probably isn't safe to encourage immigration. Just saying, all the contradictions are embarrassing. You know who hates America the most? Americans. Trigger warning. Okay, wait. That line, you know who hates America the most? Americans. Okay, it's right. He's true. I tried to turn it up a little bit. I did get it. Let me do closed caption too, so we... Well, that's not English. That's weird. Okay, I want to try to turn it up a little bit more so you guys can hear it even more so. Turning it up. Give me 1 second. Okay. Dude. All right. So Americans, it's true. There's Americans that hate America. But I also have to say, though, you know who loves America the most? Americans. Okay? Because it really is two sides of the aisle that love and hate America. And they're both Americans. Immigration, just saying, all the contradictions are embarrassing. You know who hates America the most? Americans. Trigger warnings used to be on TV for seizures, and now they're everywhere to protect millennials' feelings. He, she, his, him, hers, them, they. Screw a pronoun, because everyone's a retard these days. I hear him preaching at the protest that hatred's the problem, but hating straight men, white folks, and Christians is common. Coca-Cola telling people they should be less white. They preach intolerance, but if you disagree, they fight. Shout out to Carlin B, because she's the one who sparked that thing into existence. She was so hyped when I posted this the other day. She was like, yo, Coca-Cola said be less white. It's true. They did. They said be less white. What does that mean? How am I supposed to be less white? Thank you, Tom, for dropping that hot fire. Whew. There's a race war here. Elections based on fear. Black lives only matter once every 4 years. Dude. Oh, my goodness. And it's true. If you look at when Black Lives Matters like comes around, it's every 4 years. I mean, that's a statistic. You can look it up. Soldiers died for this country and every one of us benefits. Give welfare to the bums and forget about the veterans. Black folks and white folks divided by the news, but we are all the same. We are red, white, and blue. Ashamed to be American? Okay, that's cool. Because honestly, we are all ashamed of you too. Y'all are so fake. Oh no. The forecast said that there'd be snowflakes. Whoa. You can make us see it your way, no way. Gasoline and propane, more flames, oh no, no more snowflakes. They set us up to fail, that's what they built the system for. Put an ammunition shop across the street from a liquor store. Empowering women used to be different than this before. The role models got OnlyFans or dance on a stripper pole. Screw it, true. I ain't tripping, I don't mean to be mean. But if our children are the future, then our future is bleak. They take an Adderall to focus, hit McDonald's to eat. They're addicted to phones and they take Xanax to sleep. They blur the lines dividing communism and democracy. In 2021, we paint the patriots as Nazis. The men playing women's sports get trophies for winning. Like, great, let's celebrate a man for beating some women. If you're black, your life matters. You're supposed to win. That's what that's... I mean... Dude. Everyone's getting trophies now. You get a trophy. Everyone's getting trophies now. That was some... I gotta go back. That was brutal. Hold on. 2021, we paint the Patriots as Nazis. The men playing women's sports get trophies for winning. Like, great, let's celebrate a man for beating some women. If you're black, your life matters. He's not wrong. Is he wrong? He's not wrong. All right, wait. Communism and democracy. In 2021, we paint the Patriots as Nazis. The men playing women's sports get trophies for winning. Like, great, let's celebrate a man for beating some women. If you're black, your life matters. You're supposed to embrace it. If you're rich or you're smart, then you're probably Asian. If you're gay, then you're brave. All of that I'm okay with. But if you're white, the stereotype is you are a racist. See, that's something that I love that. He's like, all of that I'm okay with. Like, because it doesn't matter. Yes, black lives do matter. Duh. Right? I mean, who can argue against it? They do. Of course they do. Yeah, they're trying to convince the world that they don't for some reason. Or they're trying to convince the world that there are people that don't believe that it does. You know, it's like but they're convinced that the entire world feels that way. And like, that's not the case. Or Asian people can't be rich, or a gay person can be proud or brave. Like, yeah, all those things we're cool with. You know, but you're not allowed to be white. Be less white. If you're gay, right, Coke? Then you're brave. All of that I'm okay with. But if you're white, the stereotype is you are a racist. Blaming capitalism like that's the reason things are tough. While you tweet from an iPhone and sip on a Starbucks. You're supporting what you stand against. You don't think you are, but a Percocet addict don't donate money to pharma. Damn, dog. We're all afraid to speak the truth. And the more afraid we get, the more we hate the ones who do. You're ashamed to be American? Okay, that's cool. Because honestly, we are all ashamed of you too. Y'all are so fake. Oh no. The forecast said that there'd be snowflakes. Whoa. You can make us see it your way. No way. Gasoline and propane. More flames. Oh no. No more snowflakes. We can all get along, but there's no stopping. Everybody's wrong, that's a real problem. Yeah. They don't want to hear it, but they still talking. Soon enough, we running out of options. This ain't gonna end till it's in the coffin. We ain't gonna be friends till we try to squash it. I don't know how we can make amends or we drop it. Snowflakes melt when it's hot, kid. Y'all are so Yo. Fake. Oh, no. Snowflakes melt when it's hot. That's because they can't handle microaggressions, right? Life is a forge. You know my song, The Forge? It's about the fact that life is gonna melt you. That's the way it is. You know, life sucks. Life is a freaking pain in the ass. But at some point, you have to either be a victim and stay a victim, or stop being a victim and realize that you have a say in what happens. Okay? I'm not saying that victims don't exist, right? But when you decide to stay the victim, you're making yourself a victim, and that's a problem. So snowflakes melt, yeah. And, like, people need to rise up and realize that you gotta forge yourself. You know, you need to, you know, temper yourself, temper your life in the forge of life. This guy. No, the forecast said that there'd be snowflakes. Whoa, you can make us see it your way. No way, gasoline and propane. I love this. Nova, you did such a killer job on that video, as always. Shout out to Tom McDonald. Hangover Gang. Yo. That song. That's so good. And Blair White was in the background like, yeah, say something else. You know? Dude. He's killing it. Tom McDonald. If you don't know him, go check out the rest of his songs, because they're all incredible. And just nonstop. And I'm excited about this song, because this isn't on the album of the one that he just released. So he's got a new album coming soon, I'm assuming, because Snowflakes isn't on any of the albums that he's got out right now. And I've got like 5 of his albums. They're all great. It's some killer albums. So, yeah. Shout out to Nova. Shout out to Tom McDonald. Thanks for doing what you do, mate. All right. That was awesome. And shout out to Nisha for helping me figure out the sound. Thanks, Nisha. I appreciate you for everything. All right, let's see here. What's next? All right. So I read this today, and I was like, what? A new ocean. So it turns out, National Geographic says there is a fifth ocean on Earth. Oh, a new ocean. Okay, check this out. The National Geographic is changing the world map. The 130-year-old exploration and education nonprofit marked World Oceans Day on Tuesday by declaring that the waters around Antarctica will now be known as the Southern Ocean, the planet's fifth ocean. The Southern Ocean, that's the name of it. The Southern Ocean has long been recognized by scientists, but because there was never agreement internationally, we never officially recognized it, National Geographic Society geographer Alex Tate said. It's sort of geographic nerdiness in some ways, Tate said. We've always labeled it, but we labeled it slightly differently than other oceans. This change was taking the last step and saying we want to recognize it because of its ecological separation. National Geographic cartographers have listed four oceans on Earth since the Society began making maps in 1915, the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic oceans. Now here it is. This is what it used to look like, and you can see South Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, South Pacific Ocean, and then, of course, this is, I'm assuming, a picture of Antarctica. Historically, the massive waters surrounding the southernmost continent were viewed as an extension of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. But in recent years, scientists have homed in on the unique nature of the Antarctic waters, largely due to unique currents that flow there, known as the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, National Geographic magazine said. The current makes the waters colder and slightly less salty, which helps store carbon deep in the ocean and has a critical impact on Earth's climate. Anyone who has been there will struggle to explain what's so mesmerizing about it, but they'll agree that the glaciers are bluer, the air colder, the mountains more intimidating, and the landscape more captivating than anywhere else you go, said marine scientist Seth Sikora Bodie, a National Geographic explorer. And now they're declaring it all the Southern Ocean. What do you think about that? I mean, I've never been there. Flat earthers claim that it's actually a big ring around the entire Earth because it's flat. Although some believe that there's more land beyond Antarctica. I don't know how I feel about it. I've never been down there. It does kind of make sense. The Pacific is massive. The Atlantic is massive also. But the Arctic Ocean is essentially just North Pacific Ocean, right? And North Atlantic Ocean. So why wouldn't there be a Southern Ocean? Although, I got to be honest, it feels a little lazy. You know, they had an opportunity to, you know, name it some awesome name, but the Southern Ocean, like, that's so lazy. Come on, guys. Look, I'm cool with it. You know, whatever. It's different. It's got its own flow and whatnot and ecosystems probably. So, you know, name it something awesome. The Southern Ocean. All right. Cool. All right. It is kind of cool. We still don't know a lot about the ocean. In fact, check this out. This is a statistic. I knew it was something like this, so I wanted to find out. Where is it? 80% of our oceans are unobserved and unmapped. 80%. That's nuts. Our planet's like 70% water, right? So 80% of that water is unexplored. I would love to go explore the ocean. I think that's really cool. You know, we're all about going into space and we don't even understand the full ocean. It's pretty incredible. Yeah. Check this out. So I was reading about the ocean and I stumbled upon this article and I was like, you know what? That's really cool. I got to talk about it. I don't know how many people know what a megalodon is. So a megalodon is basically a giant shark that used to rule the waters. I've been playing Sea of Thieves a lot lately. Fantastic game. Very, very amazing water. The water looks so good. Sailing around on that water is really a beautiful game. But there's megalodons that attack the ship every so often because it's a game and it's fun. But megalodons were actually a real thing. And it turns out it may have been larger than we have thought. So megalodon was a giant shark that roamed the oceans for millions of years before becoming extinct some 3.6 million years ago. Scientists have been trying to determine its size for over 100 years now. Figuring out the size of this fearsome giant has proven to be a challenging endeavor because researchers only have fossilized teeth and vertebrae at their disposal. Nevertheless, a team of scientists have now managed to determine the creature's size more accurately than ever before. They have published their findings in a scientific journal, Paleontologia Electronica. It turns out that it was even bigger than previously thought. Here is an incredible image of it. Of course, there's no real ratio. You can't really see comparing it to anything else. It's just sitting in the ocean. So it just looks like a regular shark until you see the graph. I'm just going to skip ahead real quick because here is... I've actually seen these in museums. They're really incredible. I would love to have one of these. Look how huge that... I mean, that's the size of your hand. That's one... I mean, I used to live in Florida. I have lots of family in Florida. And, you know, shark teeth, you know, the bones of the shark teeth is cool. You know, they range in size. But, you know, I had a couple small ones as a kid. But, you know, they get bigger and bigger. But that tooth that I'm looking at right there is like the size of the small shark tooth or shark mouth bone thing that I had with all the lines of teeth that you can see. My goodness. So look at this. I'm going to go back and read this article because it's amazing. I just want to show you this. So that's a human. That's a human right there. Tiny. Tiny little human. Okay. Now let's see. So this is an average shark. A normal shark. This is a great white right now. Now, this is a megalodon. That thing doesn't even need to chew us. It just goes, boop, piece of candy. Little piece of candy. We're pieces of candy to these guys. Look at that freaking size. Jeez. I can't imagine like how crazy the oceans used to be, right? Because the planet's just gone through significant changes over millions and millions of years. I mean, dinosaurs used to roam the earth. The, you know, giant shark used to, I mean, but what did they eat? How did they get that big? What was, you know, there had to be so many different fish in the ocean for them to just continue existing, right? Because if they didn't have prey, they wouldn't be able to eat and they wouldn't exist. But that's a big freaking shark. It all started with a school exercise. One of the three authors, Victor Perez, was helping students with a math exercise where 3D printed replicas of fossil teeth from a real megalodon were used to calculate the shark's size. Perez noticed that something was wrong with the results when his students ranged between 12 to 45 meters, 40 to 148 feet. Initially, he thought that mistakes were made in unit conversion or that some of his students utilized the wrong equation. However, very soon, it became clear that the error didn't stem from the students. It turned out that the equations, which have been used by scientists since 2002, are simply not as accurate as expected. I was really surprised, Perez said. I think a lot of people had seen that study and blindly accepted the equations. The science was wrong? What? More on this. However, very soon it became clear that the error didn't stem... Oops, excuse me, I just read that one. When estimating the size of the megalodon, scientists commonly used its contemporary lookalike, the great white shark, as an example. Although white sharks and megalodons belong to different families, they share a similar predatory lifestyle. In addition, they both have broad, triangular, serrated teeth. According to Perez, they are excellent for hunting large prey akin to dolphin and whales. Look at those things. That is a huge tooth. All right. So this is, I'll just read. It's a comparison between a megalodon tooth and a great white shark tooth. So they're kind of similar. These ones seemed a little bit more elongated, like a little longer, where these seem to be a little wider. Obviously, I'm trying to, like, you know, you can see that this one has a little bit more of a pointier tip there. Researchers calculate size based on the relationship between tooth size and total body length. One issue that arises when applying this method is that, just like in humans, the size and shape of shark teeth are vary depending on where they are located in the mouth. It is therefore necessary to accurately identify the former location of the fossil tooth within the megalodon jaw. Sadly, most megalodon teeth are discovered as single fossils without a clue of where they came from in relation to the jaw. So one can imagine that the scientists were thrilled when the Florida Museum received a priceless donation in the form of a near-complete set of teeth from a single megalodon shark from the collector named Gordon Hubble. Using this newly acquired set of teeth to estimate the length of the megalodon, it was anticipated that results would show a slight variation, just a few millimeters, but the fluctuations in estimates shot to more than 30 meters. The farther a tooth position was from the front of the jaw, the larger the estimated size would be. In their new study, the team decided to look for a more accurate way to find out the body size of the megalodon. They took it in a completely different direction by measuring the width of the tooth instead of the height. The researchers analyzed a set of fossil teeth from 11 different sharks belonging to 5 different species, including, of course, Megalodon itself, but also modern-day great white shark and some other close relatives. By measuring the combined width of each tooth in a row, the researchers then developed a new model. The model reveals how wide an individual tooth was in relation to its jaw. Now, when a paleontologist excavates a lone megalodon tooth, they can compare its width to the average obtained in the study, making it possible to get more accurate estimate of how big the shark really was. So how big was the megalodon shark in according to these new insights? Well, it turns out this huge predator was even larger than previously thought. And then, of course, I had to jump ahead earlier to show you this, but earlier research established that its size to be around 15 to 18 meters, 50 to 60 feet. However, the new calculations indicate that the frightening giant would be closer in size to 20 meters, 65 feet. Finally, an important caveat that should be mentioned is that not all sharks are exactly the same size. Even sharks of the same species can differ in size. So Perez warns that even this new method could have a margin of error. In addition, it is also still unclear exactly how wide Megalodon's jaw was. Unfortunately, that is difficult to determine based on his teeth alone. For example, some shark species have gaps between each tooth, while the teeth of other species overlap. Nonetheless, scientists have made a lot of progress in devising a more accurate method to calculate a shark's size based on fossilized teeth. And perhaps equally as important, the discovery sparked enthusiasm for science in students in a way that textbooks couldn't. I have to add, they say that, you know, each one could be varying in size. That means there could have been a bigger megalodon out there. That's a big tooth. You know what I'm saying? That's some big teeth. Huge. Someone said huge. I agree. Massive, massive, massive. And that's just crazy to think about. All right. Before we get into this last segment, I want to just ask you guys to smash that like button if you haven't. Smash the like button and share my videos. And if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe because it definitely helps my channel grow. And I would like to grow. You know, growing's good. Growing is part of life. Change, you know, change is a thing. And yeah, I appreciate you guys all. You know, let's do like a little mid-episode spin, shall we? This thing's not spinning enough. Come on. Come on. All right, that spin was for all of you. Thank you very much. Seriously, thanks for hanging out. You guys are the best. I'm so grateful for all of you for hanging out with me and supporting me. All right, let's talk about Elden Ring. Now, I'm a huge fan of Dark Souls From Software are, of course, the makers of Dark Souls. They make incredible games. There's no doubt that they're maybe my favorite game, Dark Souls. I'm not joking. I love all sorts of games, but there's something about this game that rewards hard work, dedication, focus, mastering the game. If you suck at games, you're gonna have a horrible time playing Dark Souls. Seriously. And it will make you a better gamer if you play it, because it is a grueling game. You have to earn it, essentially. So when we heard about Elden Ring, and I say we because I'm not alone in the love for Dark Souls. When Elden Ring was released, it was From Software, the maker of Dark Souls, and George R.R. Martin working together to make a new IP and make a game together. That's right, George R.R. Martin. Have you heard of him? Game of Thrones? Yeah, you heard of it? Yeah. So he's working with them to develop a new world, not a part of Dark Souls, but from the makers of Dark Souls. Now, they also made Sekiro, which is its own world as well. Incredible game. Bloodborne, an amazing game. You know, each of these games are incredible in their own right. And From Software knocks it out of the park every single time. So when I heard that George R.R. Martin was working with From Software to make a game, oh my goodness, I was so excited. Now, you can complain all you want about the end of Game of Thrones. Season 8 was absolutely a hot mess. We all agree. Even the actors were like, what is this crap? Right? And it turns out HBO was like, take as many seasons as you want to finish the story. But the people in charge were like, nah, we're done. We're finished with it. We're just going to wrap it up in a nice, cute bow that we can just shove down the audience's throats. Well, it was kind of sad. And I have a feeling George R.R. Martin, he's not even done writing the books. So the books, you know, are going to be completely different, which, good. We're probably going to get the ending we wanted. I mean, I hope so, anyway. I haven't read the books, I'll be honest. I haven't read the Game of Thrones books. Maybe I will one day, because I would like to read a different ending. It would be fantastic to get an ending. But the world that he built is amazing. So him working with From Software to create an incredible game, enter Elden Ring. Okay, so as of today, I just saw this for the first day today. It's amazing. I think it came out today from EA. Yeah, Thursday. So this is earlier today, they released the trailer for Elden Ring. And I don't even know if I can play this, but I'm going to do it. Where's the trailer? Hold on. Okay, wait, hold on. Let me just... I'm going to play the trailer for you guys. I have to. Because it's just so good. It's just amazing. Those are the two masterminds.
Will soon return. Guided
it looks
by grace.
Beautiful. Look at that. And that world. Science fiction. Magic.
The golden order is broken to its core.
Floating pillars. A friggin' horse to ride. I'm hyped on that. That's dope. Look at this freaking world. It is so beautiful looking. Look how cool that thing was. Whatever, it was like a turtle with a bell in its belly.
Foul
a belly.
In search of the Elden Ring.
Yes.
Emboldened by the
combat flame. That looks just like Dark Souls, so I'm very excited about it. Look at these epic bosses. This is classic Dark Souls combat, which I am very in love with.
Will die.
amazing. The fluidity of the combat looks amazing. Okay, wait, right there? Hold on. I have to point this out. That is a phantom. Okay, so this is something that I basically can confirm. There's going to be PvP. There's going to be co-op, just like the Dark Souls worlds. That looks like a phantom. It looked like a player that was summoned into someone else's world to help them fight someone else. Woo-wee! I am super excited about it. So that looks like they were PvPing. Look at this beautiful dragon. Look at that. Awesome lightning dragon.
Is a champion or a lord to be born.
Well, a lowly tarnished playing as a lord. I command thee.
It's basically, it looks like it's showing all the boss fights. But the world that they've built, like the feeling of this place, it looks magical. Okay. So the thing about Dark Souls, right? They don't go out and say, here's the story. Right? You get a little bit of an insight in the very beginning intro. But then it kind of just goes, good luck, and just kind of sets you off on an adventure. And in many of the games, you can go in multiple directions. There is no real, you got to go here first, then you go here. I mean, in a sense, there is, but you really can explore in many different directions. But the story, you have to play and talk to people and get other... You know, there's no like, this is the story, you go this line through this thing. And I think that because they're working with George R. R. Martin on this, they're going to do, I think it's going to be a little more story oriented, which I'm kind of okay with. As long as it's still kind of mysterious, which From Software is notorious for doing. You know, it's not all in your face with it. And the monsters, the fighting, the combat, people. So I posted this earlier, and people were like, you know what? I don't get hyped on video games anymore after the whole Cyberpunk thing. And you know what? I wasn't hyped on Cyberpunk. I only got it because other people were hyped on it, and I loved it. Cyberpunk is an awesome game. I don't understand. People were like, well, the hype of Cyberpunk. I loved it. Cyberpunk was fantastic. I had such a good time playing Cyberpunk. Granted, I have a really good computer, so I was able to play it. I didn't have to deal with the bugs like other people had it. And I did have some bugs, but I've been gaming for 30 years, so like if a game works, I'm like, this is dope. You know, I don't really, you know, I understand that bugs exist. I wasn't playing on a PS4. I know there's a lot of frustration. I'm not talking about that. The hype for the game itself was founded. Like, the game was amazing. Now, I want to talk about From Software. This is a From Software game. They have never disappointed me. Never. Every game I've been excited. I was excited when Demon's Souls came out. I played that game like crazy. So then when they announced Dark Souls, I was like, oh my gosh, this game is going to be amazing. It was. Dark Souls 2 was a little weird, but it was awesome. Dark Souls 3, Bloodborne, Sekiro, all of these games, never disappointed. They're incredible games. So I am very excited about this game. I've never been more excited for a game, I think, because, well, I don't know about never, but oof, I am really hyped about this game. And I think a lot of other people are. Look at this. 3 billion people worldwide now play video games. A new report shows. Now that's of August 2020. So this is from nearly a year ago, almost a year ago, 10 months. 3 billion people playing video games. That's nuts. And only 8% are dedicated console consumers. So now that doesn't surprise me because, I mean, where's my phone? I don't know where my phone is. This is a device that I can play video games on, and I have many times. I played a mobile game pretty heavily for a long time. Pixel Starships, really fun game. It's a spaceship management game that is based on PvP. Really fun game. You might like it. Check it out. And I don't know. I think the world is realizing that games are pretty incredible. Nearly 8 billion people around the world. That means 40% of our population plays video games in some form. The fastest growing segment of these consumers are those who only play games on their smartphones. Yep, this accounts for almost half of all video game consumers. Okay, so that makes sense. So 1.5 billion people on this planet play games on their smartphones. It makes sense. This thing is amazing. This is an amazing device. This thing is insanity. Like, we think about what this is. It's a gaming device. It's a connection device. It's encyclopedia. It's, you know, everything. I can research recipes. I can call my mother. Shout out to my mom. How you doing, mom? I love you. You know, you can call your grandmother. Yeah, and you should. I just think it's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm really excited about Elden Ring. I had to talk about it because, oof. What a great game. Looking forward to it. All right, let's get into some super chats. I have a feeling. Hey, Robert Wiles was the first one. It wasn't deleted. It's there. Maybe it's a sign of the change is coming. Maybe they've released the algorithms. Speaking of algorithms, please smash that like button and please share. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. It definitely helps me. And you guys are the best. Robert says, have a blessed night and blessed life doing what you love. And thanks for all you do for us, Adam. And blessed soul, Adam. And chat, glad you are back. It is great to be back. Really is good to be back. Thank you so much. Robert Shaw says, Bezos is bald. You know who else is bald? F. Bezos. Thank you, Robert Shaw. Appreciate that. Lance Johnson became a member. Thank you so much, sir, for becoming a member. You can now spin the UFO in chat. In fact, if you guys are members, please do spin the UFO right now. I'm going to be spinning the UFO right now in chat. Boom, I just did it. I just spun the UFO in chat. You can actually spam the UFO. I do not mind at all. And I'm going to spin the UFO for you right now. Thank you so much. Darth Call says, what up, brother? Darth Call, how you doing, mate? If you guys don't know who Darth Call is, he is the Captain Jack Sparrow on Twitch. Really fun guy to play with. Thanks for the support, man. How you doing, mate? Good to see you in my super chats. I appreciate that support. But yeah, definitely check him out on Twitch. That dude, he dresses up as Darth Maul and plays Star Wars. He dresses up as Captain Jack Sparrow and plays Sea of Thieves. He's got some really fun... He's going to be Pennywise soon, and he's going to be playing Dead by Daylight as the clown and being a killer. It's, if you don't know Dead by Daylight, it's a pretty fun game where you can either be one of four survivors and try to escape the killer, or you can be the killer to try to kill the survivors. Really fun game. So he's going to be Pennywise. So shout out to Darth Call. How you doing, mate? Good to see you. Robert Shaw says, wait, a live action reacting to Tom McDonald? Wow, isn't Tom so nice? And he has hair, and he's not bald. That's amazing. People with hair are cool. F. Bezos. Robert Shaw, can we bring it back to being about, you know, hanging out with my show and not stop talking about Bezos, dude? It's getting old. Come on. Selly says, tell us more about the great schism between the Church of Adam and the Temple of Tim. I'm just distancing myself. I'm not a part of that anymore, and I think that's good for me. Pinch Me ND says, do you believe in giants at all? Just watched a video by Mr. Balin talking about the Kandahar giant. I'm 50-50 on it. I don't know much about it. I don't know much about it. Giants. I have been to the Muter Museum. I just saw my mom in chat. She actually brought me to the Muter Museum. So if you don't know what the Muter Museum is, it's fun to say, Muter Museum. And it is in Philadelphia, and it's an oddities museum, and it has the skeleton of the largest human to live and the shortest human to live right next to each other. And I don't remember exactly how tall that person was, but I definitely saw It was a ridiculously tall. Now, last time I was there and actually inside, I don't know, I must have been 14, maybe 15. So this was a long time ago, but it's interesting. Yeah, I don't know much about it, though. Robert Shaw says, space is easy, oceans are hard. Oceans are heavy, boys, that crush all who enter its depths. Ocean is not your friend. Ocean is life. Ocean isn't bald. F. Bezos. Goodness sakes. Robert Shaw. My goodness. Robert Shaw says, I've been gaming since I was like 8. I'm 30 now. Right on. So 22 years. Yeah, long time. Nice. I've been gaming for 30 years. I started gaming when you were born, Robert Shaw. Mark G says, hooray, congrats on mortgage. Yeah. You know what? I'd rather pay a mortgage than rent. It's my property, and I cannot wait. Xylox Dragon, thank you so much. Says, buy yourself a housewarming present from me. Wow, thank you for that support. That's incredible. For those who missed the beginning of the show, I've got a house. It's official. I'm going to be moving to my own private wonderland. It is beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm probably going to do a little vlog, so you guys will see it eventually. Very excited about it. Robert Shaw says, welcome to home ownership, bro. Better get that lawn cutting skills leveled up and get some plumbing knowledge. You'll need it and make those kids. All right, well, I'm really good at cutting lawns. I know how to do every single trade thanks to my father. Heating, HVAC, plumbing, electric, carpentry, like you name it, I can fix it. So I'm prepped and ready to go. And the kids, I absolutely am. I don't think there's anything I look forward to more than having kids with my wife, because now that I have everything else, I have an incredible support for a job that I really enjoy doing. I now have a house where I can see myself living forever, and it's a place that's going to be incredible for kids, and that's all that's missing. So, yeah. Abigail says, congratulations on the house. Thank you so much. Sectus Gaming says, woohoo! I'm so hyped. We are so hyped for you, brother. We can feel the love. Sending ours back. Thank you, Sectus Gaming. I really do appreciate you guys. Thank you. Mr. Squiggle says, my 2-pound bag of Covfefe literally arrived today. Nice. Excellent. Thank you for that support, Mr. Squiggles. I really do appreciate that. Brian says, Adam, look up Tay Anderson, Denver. He's a Denver Public School Board member, BLM activist, and defund the police activist, now accused of very bad things with children and adults, 60-plus victims so far. I'm not really surprised. I'm so fed up with these people. They're crazy, man. Aladdin says, congrats on the house. When's the they live viewing party? That's a good question. I don't know. I should do that soonish, because I have to see that movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I am waiting to do a viewing party where I can show you guys it. The only problem is I learned Amazon. So the way Twitch works, it has to be on Amazon Prime. You can't rent it. And They Live, you have to rent. So I wouldn't be able to actually do a viewing party on it. So I don't know. We'll see. Sejong the Great says, Adam and Nish, congrats and best wishes. I can only imagine the best for you. Your absence sent me on a 2-week K-drama bender. I have stories to share with you since I don't watch the other podcasts. Anyways, well, thank you, Sejong. I appreciate your support. You're always hanging around and super chatting me. I do really appreciate it. And it's good to see you. It's so great to be back. I really missed it. I really missed it. And, you know, just a reminder to everybody that I am over on Odyssey. Everything that I share here is over on my Odyssey channel. Nothing's deleted. So if anything gets deleted here, you can go there and watch it. It's all on there. In fact, here is the video that got me my 2-week strike on YouTube. So if you want to go check that out, you can. Mark Robershaw says, I like turtles. Yeah. That's a simple, delightful super chat. I'm surprised you didn't name the turtle F. Bezos. Jesus says, hey, Adam, you're an awesome dude. I wish you the best of fortune on your future endeavors. Fist bump. Well, thank you, sir, so much. That was very nice of you to say. Thank you. I really do. You know what? That deserves a spin. I'm spinning the UFO for you, sir. Thank you. Those kind words. I wish you well on your future endeavors as well. Thank you. Sejong again says, one was called Sisyphus. When imagines a Korean Elon Musk-like figure who is also MacGyver, who invents time travel, which results in global nuclear war, which results in people going back and forth in time to control him. What? So, well, Sisyphus is the guy who pushes the boulder up the hill, right? Am I wrong? Or I don't know. I could be wrong. But yeah, that's crazy. What is it? Oh, this is one of the stories that you're talking about. A K-drama bender. Man, I kind of... Oh, okay. So, like, Korean movies? Is that what it is? Because they're entering the prime of their movies, I hear, right? Tom and Derp Guy says, hi, Adam. I hope you and your wife have been having a great time, and congratulations on your house. Also, the Donald's birthday is in 4 days. Oh, right on. Very cool. Yeah, thank you. We are having a great time now that we know we've got a spot to move to. It was a little stressful for a little while there because we weren't really sure exactly where we were going. But whew, I can tell you it's a big relief to know that we have a spot, and I'm very happy about it. Sejong says, anyways, I want to have a fun reason to send you $50 and slap that like, smash that like, spin the UFO, roll a 14, and suggestion, maybe a bag of coffee for someone who can score a 1 in 100 on a super chat roll. I love it. I love it, Sejong. Let's do it. The only problem with that, Sejong, is because it's 100 guesses, and I know there's a lot of people that are here right now. There's over 1,000 people hanging out watching me. If I rolled this 100-sided die, which Sectus Gaming, I see him in chat somewhere, sent me, which is fantastic. This thing is so cool. Say the number is 1. Just hypothetically, I roll it and it's a 1. And nobody guesses 1 for like, I don't know, 20 minutes. You know, I have to keep watching chat. I really can't, like, I have to pay attention. I should just roll the die, though. Okay, the 20-sided die has been rolled. So you guys know the deal. Guess 1 through 20. I will be watching until someone gets it. You know, good luck. Have fun. Yeah, but the 1 through 100 is a really tough die because it could take forever. So I do like a set amount of time, and then I cut it off, and whoever's closest, that's kind of how I work it. So I did roll the 20-sided die. So 1 through 20. Good luck. Have fun. Guess. And I will keep... Oh, Mr. Squiggles. Congratulations. It's 10. You won. Congratulations, you won absolutely nothing. Good job. Robert Shaw says, the orca is the natural predator of the moose. It is true. It is true. They do. Those moose get to, they go scuba diving down to eat some juiciness. Sejong says, only the super chatter. Oh, okay. Okay, so Sejong says, a bag of coffee to someone. If they guess, if they say, roll the 100 die, here's my guess, and they get it, they get a bag of coffee. You know what? I'm down. I'm down for that. That sounds good. I like it. All right, so I'm going to make a new rule. If you super chat me and say, roll the 100-sided die, we're not going to go through chat, okay? I'm just going to roll it. And if you guess it correctly, you get a bag of coffee. I'll do it. Let's do it. That actually sounds great. All right, so if you guys do it, we'll do that. All right. All right, I like it. I like it. Robert Shaw says, why does everything taste like chicken? Only in the Matrix. Robert Shaw says, sure, Tom McDonald is cool, but Tom and Jerry? Okay. Trisha's healthy appetite says, first super chat. Absolutely love your show since the beginning. Congrats on your new home. Pay it off fast so you can... So it can be your bank. Looking forward to new and different vids. Thank you, Trish. Thank you so much. Or Trish's healthy appetite. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you for super chatting for your first time. I really love that. Thank you for enjoying my show and following me from the beginning. And I can't wait to show you guys. I can't wait to finally be there and show you guys my new house. Because it's amazing. It's amazing. Grognak says, in God we trust, all the guns are just backup. Don't tread on me, get smoked like tobacco. Love this line from Tom's song. Yeah, dude, Tom is a boss. Chet Chisholm says, happy Thursday. Glad to see you're doing well. Thank you, Chet. Thank you very much, mate. Robert Shaw says, Alt F4 fixes all computer issues, bro. Yep, let me try it. Alt F4. My stream just ends. Joshua says, did you try putting it in Wambo? Old sawmill joke. No, I don't know that one. Step one, is your computer on? Yes, Mr. Squiggles, my computer is on. Thankfully, I have an audio engineer wife who she's not only an audio engineer, she's just incredibly smart in general. So if I have issues, she pretty much can figure it out. And with our powers combined, we can figure anything out. Robert Shaw says, welcome to Troubleshooting with Adam Krigler. And today we figure out how to stream and play a video at the same time with full audio. I should just play that at the beginning of the clip, because the clip is going to be like, oh, this guy doesn't know how to do audio. Cool. No, I'll probably edit that part out or something. I don't know. We'll see. Fives Out says, when they lie to us, it's called treason, oathbreaker, traitor. Yeah. It's well, depends on who you're asking, right? Let's see. Levcam says, love, a longtime fan. Are you familiar with Curtis Yarvin's concept of the cathedral? If so, what are your thoughts? I believe I do. The cathedral is basically this new religion that the left is, right? Is that not, you know, this indoctrination? If you believe the new belief system is this crazy world where, like, they worship CRT and stuff like that, right? I believe I know what it is about it, but pardon me. Yeah, I'm not sure. Mark Robershaw says, Nisha Krigler show when? I know, right? We'll see. Probably after we get to our house and get settled up, you know? Robershaw says, Southern Ocean is property of Australia. Well, we'll see about that. I'd be ripping them. Hey, good to see you, mate. Says, my butt's made a ton of noise since we last spoke. Good to know. Good to know you're still alive and well. I'd be ripping them. Good to see you. Mark Robershaw says, Mark G says, sorry, I will only recognize the Southern Ocean once Pluto is allowed back as a planet. MVEMJSUNP forever. Mark Robershaw says, Pluto is a conspiracy theory. You don't even have to think about it, bro. Just be like Bezos. Pluto is irrelevant and bald and fake news. F Bezos. Okay. Claymore says, the Southern Ocean. What happens when the poles flip? Who knows, right? Well, yeah, exactly, right? What if it does? And then they're like, well, okay, well, we'll just call it the Southern Ocean. I don't know. They missed opportunity. They should have named it something. Toast Sandwich says, can you learn the song My Mother Told Me, please? Is that the name of the song, My Mother Told Me? I don't know what it is, but I'm not sure. Check these dice out, though. So I have these wooden die, right? Someone sent me, who sent me this? This is Redoubt Productions. It is a historian who sent me some cool stuff, a couple cool things. I actually have the letters that you sent me packed away I've kept everything you guys have ever sent me, every letter. They all mean so much to me. I have a big stack of it over here in my papers, but these dice are very cool. And actually I was in a museum, a maritime museum. Well, actually I was over in Quantico. It's the Marine Museum. And in the original Marines, they had this blunderbuss, really cool. And they had this section of, like, what did sailors do at sea? And they rolled wooden dice just like this. So now I have these wooden die. It's pretty cool. I just rolled a 1 and a 3. I'm not playing a game. I'm just letting you know. It's not loaded. They're just real cool dice. So thank you, Readout Productions. I really do appreciate that. It's very nice. And I guess that's your YouTube, so you can check them out. Readout Productions. History is taught through misconceptions for the sake of cowardice. For the sake of convenience. Right on. So that's his little card. Thank you. Sejong says, the bigger a tank you give it, the bigger a goldfish will grow. Imagine if the oceans covered more than the surface of Earth than it does now. Right. True. And then the Megalodon was massive, 20 meters. Crazy. Robert Weil says, remember the show Sequest? It had a big sub that explored the ocean. We could learn so much if we had a sub like that great show. Blessed all. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, I don't really remember that show, but it is interesting. Robert Shaw says, have you rolled the dice? I did roll it once, but I will roll it again. The dice has been rolled. You guys know the deal. All right. Good luck. Have fun. Robert Shaw says, Doge Souls was all right. It's Dark Souls. Dark Souls. Get it right. Get it right. White Lasagna says, the ocean is scarier than space. Glad to see you back. Glad to catch you live again. Clack a 17 for me. White Lasagna, thanks, man. How you doing? White Lasagna is, in fact, the person who got me the dice that turned into the dice game. So thanks to Mr. Lasagna there. Thank you, because it's been fantastic. All right, so I'm going to roll it again in a second. Once we get a winner for this one, it's not the 100-sided guy. It's the 20-sided. Okay, we have Corey. Corey is the winner. Congratulations. It is 6. You win absolutely nothing. Congratulations. Thank you. Don't spend it all in the same spot. I rolled it again just for Mr. Lasagna, and it isn't a 17. Mark Robershaw says, if Piccolo was your trainer, Dark Souls is easy. All right, there you go. Sectus Gaming says, once more, I am requesting the fated, eventually, 69 roll. Please, thank you, please. One of these days, Sectus. One of these days. All right, it is not 69, unfortunately. One of these days, though. One of these days. I'm once again requesting... Chet Chisholm says, praise the sun. Woo, Dark Souls. Love it. Robert Shaw says, Game of Thrones Season 8 had nothing to do with George. I know, right?
Ryan Hinner got 6 first. He super chatted.
Oh, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Someone got 6 first?
Ryan Hinner.
Did I miss it?
He said he super chatted and he gets 6 because he wants to win nothing.
Wait, he super chatted it?
Yep.
Before I even... No way. And I missed it? All right, so I was just informed. This is breaking news, everyone. Breaking news. We had someone that super chatted me to roll the dice to get a 6. And I had rolled a 6 right afterwards. Okay, I didn't see the super chats because I wait to read the super chats as the super chats come in. But that's amazing. That's amazing. Hold on, wait, hold on, wait a minute, hold on. That's cool. So we'll get to that super chat in a second. Yeah, Game of Thrones Season 8 had nothing to do with George. I know, right? They wrote their own ending because they wanted it to be done. They didn't want to do it anymore. Straight up. It's craziness. Leonardo says, experience sailing the seas would look good on a resume for a space exploration candidate. Both ships must be self-sustaining. Roll a 7. All right, I will roll... It's not a 7, unfortunately, but I have rolled a die. You guys know the deal. Good luck and have fun. DJ Ronnie says, welcome back, Adam. Megalodon teeth make one hell of a paperweight. Prehistoric turtles are also pretty cool, too. I wonder what they look like. Corey, you did win. I'm going to give it to you because I went back and looked, and it is still... I'm still giving you the win. Because a super chat's different. A super chat, you get your own... roll specifically just for you, and if you get it, you know, that's like extra juicy. But the dice has been rolled again, so I'm watching. Let's see here. Mark Ramasha says, why sail the sea when you can swim it? Well, yeah, because it's tiring, you know, you get tired swimming. All right, all the numbers are rolling in. Let's see, come on, it's 1 through 20. You guys can guess it. No one's guessed it so far. I'm waiting, I'm looking. No one's gotten it. Montana Horseman coming in hot with the 2. It is 2. Congratulations, Montana Horseman. How are you doing tonight? Hope you're doing well. Thanks for your never-ending support. Vash says, if you want to try something different, give SnowRunner a spin. P.S. I will be back on Locals in a week or 2. Congrats on the house, bro. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Robert Shaw says, looks like Black Desert Online. I never played that, but I'm assuming you're talking about Elden Ring. I should check it out. George White Lasagna says, George R.R. Martin putting off finishing Game of Thrones so he can be remembered for having that mythical unfinished work like Tolkien. Enter Crowder meme. Yeah, he has taken forever, right? I guess it's been delayed again. I don't remember where I heard that, but Robert Shaw says, zero deaths, bro. Easy. GG. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Robert Shaw says, my gosh, you're really going to make me say this, Robert Shaw. Tim Pool is the most bald of all bald. All right. Thanks for the super chat. My goodness. You guys are great. David Murdoch says, Mr. Krigler, would you like a role in Drag the Dead alongside Zane Dimash and Uncle Hotep? Let me know. Yeah, actually, I did. I said that. That would be really cool. What does it mean? What does it entail? I know you're doing that game. And if I'm going to be in it, then I'll stream it as me. Or would I be a character you'd play? I'm not really sure how it'd work, but it would be cool to have a character. That'd be fun. Let's see. Wait, I missed a super chat? Hold on, I have lots of super chats still to go, so I hope I didn't miss anybody. It doesn't look like I missed anything. All right, so I'm still working through a lot of them, so don't worry. Mark Robshaw says, Cyberpunk was awesome. Little bugs, but PC Master Race wins in the end. Don't even have to think about it, bro. Gaming is awesome, and F Bezos. Oh, goodness. Mark Robshaw says, simple consoles are cheap. Man's PC made at a loss. Well, I can't argue that. TN says, spin that UFO. I guess I got to fix this thing. Come on. Come on. You can do it. Relax. Just let it happen, UFO. Just let it happen. All right, I'm spinning it for you. This is for TN. Requested a spin. You know I got to spin it. Sleazy says, ooh, do a Nephilim show. What, like for the new Diablo 4? I am looking forward to that game. Nephilim. Mark Robshaw says, I made peace with Bezos. Smash the like button. Well, good for you. Good for you. DJ Ronnie, as a casual gamer, I appreciate your thoughts on new games. I just wish I could remember the name of the game with Megalodon in it that you mentioned. Sea of Thieves. It's called Sea of Thieves. It is really, really a fun game. If you like being on the water, it really does feel like you're sailing the seas. It's really awesome. Mark Robshaw says, I might be an Elon fanboy. I regret nothing. Nice. Lance Johnson says, thank you for the Tom reaction. God bless your new home, family, and life. May your family and children stay happy forever. Well, thank you, Lance. That really means a lot. I couldn't be more excited for my future than I am right now. I'm serious. I can't say it any other way. I really am. I feel like I've lived an amazing life so far, and I'm more excited now for the future than ever before. And it's a good feeling, and I wish that for everyone. I want everyone to feel that. Robert Shaw says, does the house have a gaming room? Well, kinda. I have to actually figure out where my studio is going to be. I don't really have a specific spot for it yet. So I'm going to have to figure that out. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, congratulations on getting your own pad. Continue to make wonderful, wholesome content for all of us. I will. I will, Fantastic Mr. Fox. Mr. Knox. And I will. Thank you very much. Robert Shaw says, we had our kitchen drain pipe blasted out. It was full of fat and grease. Even a fish tank rocks. WTF. The house was built in the late 80s. Oof. Well, that sucks. I hope it wasn't too hard to get fixed. Not Your Problem says, I stopped watching Tim. He always has to be right. No one is always right. It just got old real quick. Congrats on your show and house. Thank you, Not Your Problem. I really am very excited about my new house and my show. Thank you. Yeah, I love my show. I love my chat. You guys are all fantastic. Thanks for that. Robert Shaw says, we even found a needle tapped into the back of the sink. What? That's crazy. Azrael Bain says, congrats on the house. If you own one, you officially beat the system. Did you get to check out that video about the missing scientist yet? A missing scientist. I feel like I have watched this, but I didn't know something about him. Look, go to my locals page, adamkrigler.locals.com, and come check it out. I read all the things that everyone posts on my locals page. It's much easier to get a hold of me than on my Twitter. My Twitter is a little different. It's more of me just showing things and giving my opinions into the wind, you know? Mavis says, as a mom, I can tell everyone why Adam is really moving away. You don't want the eventual baby to get woken up by a bunch of loud skater boys. Okay, there's some truth in that, but there's many reasons why I'm moving. Ivy Rippenham says, your first fart in that new house will be joyful. You know what? And I'll think of you, Ivy Rippenham, because of that super chat right there and because of your never-ending support and super chats. It'll be great. Robert Shaw says, F. Zuckerberg. Okay. You know, switching it up a little bit. Robert Shaw again says, the pipe was full. I mean, full of fat and grease. Don't pour grease down the drain. It will block it in a few years. Man, don't do it. Don't do it. Love, Adam. Well, thank you, Robert Shaw. I will appreciate that good advice. Mark G says, roll the 100 die 69. Here we go again. It is not 69. Nope. Toast Sandwich says, roll the dice, 55. Here we go. All right, it's not 55. Now, when people say roll the 100-sided die, it's we're not going to do the game because it's just going to be too much. We got another one. Yoro says, roll the 100-sided die. Going for a 13. Ooh, close. It was 19. Mark Robertshaw says, I don't hate Bezos. It's just a joke, bro. It's all just a joke. Just like Bezos. Ah, nice. I like the way you spun it around there. Lauren says, I don't say Google it. Now I say duck it. That phrase turns more heads. Duck it. That's good. Or just look it up, right? Look it up online. Redwall says, the concept of the cathedral is the inner party, outer party, and everyone else, or everyone outside. Inner is the Dems, outer is the GOP. We're outside, and so are the far leftists. You should also be honest when you don't know anything. I agree. That's why I said I think I know about it. Yeah, just like someone mentioned earlier, no one is always right. And, you know, I'm the first to admit I don't know. I'm not sure. That's why I even said I'm not sure. I think it's this. Is that what it is? So, cool. Thanks for informing me, Redwall. Toast Sandwich says, my mother told me is song... names it's a Viking oh my mother told me is the song's name it's a Viking song. Okay, I'm going to check it out right after the show. Let me just put that down so I can remember it. I'll check it out. Ryan Hinder said, I guess 6 on that 20-sided die because I want to win nothing. Also for the 100-sided die game, 250 per guess. It's going to be a hard game to win. Yeah, I know, it's true. That's true. Well, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, congrats, Ryan, on that super chat, because I was confirmed that you super chatted that right before I rolled a 6. So congrats. You did win absolutely nothing. And I just rolled a 100-sided die for you. It wasn't 50, but that's fun. Mark Robertshaw says, I like Vegemite and cheese toasted sandwiches. Right on, right on. E-Bacon Gaming, E-Bacon One Gaming. Bacon, what up? Became a member. Yo, Bacon, thank you so much. If you guys don't know who Bacon is also a streamer on Twitch. There is an awesome community on Twitch that I am now, I'm privileged to be a part of because they support each other. We give each other shout outs, and Bacon's one of them. Definitely check out E-Bacon One Gaming. She's on Twitch. She plays a lot of Sea of Thieves. She's an absolute savage when it comes to that game. Do not mess with her. If you see a pirate named Bacon, watch out, because she will absolutely take whatever she wants. So thank you for becoming a member, Bacon. You can now spin the UFO in chat, and let's get some UFOs spinning in chat for all the members, because if you are a member, you can actually spin the UFO yourself. I'm about to spam them myself. There we go. Boom. It's spamming the UFO because I added the actual emote. Thank you, Bacon. I appreciate the support. Robertshaw says, if we make a sub out leftist, we could go anywhere. If we make a sub out leftist, I don't understand what that means. We can go anywhere because they are so dense that pressure will do nothing to it. So you're saying if we make a sub out of leftists, we can go anywhere because they're so dense, pressure will do nothing to it. Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying now. That's pretty funny. Montana Horson says, wishing you and Niche true happiness in your new place. Congratulations to you both. Nice to have you back and to be back with the best chat crew. Well, you got that right. It is absolutely the best chat crew. And there you are. Hi, Niche.
Hi.
She's got Osiris.
Osiris is watching your show.
Osiris is watching my show? Hey, buddy. Can you bring him in? I don't think... Well, you can't really... I don't know how you would do that without... Anyway, she's holding our cat. Hey, buddy. He's awesome.
Can
you
come up there?
Yeah. Will he come up here?
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll want to.
He was trying to watch your show.
What's up, dude?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what is this? What's up, dude? Oh, and he's gone. Did you guys even see him? I don't even know if you're able to see him. Anyway, he's fantastic. He's very cool. Where was I? Lance says, "Pratar du svenska, Adam? Do I speak Swedish? No, I don't. But I should learn because my entire wife's family is Swedish, so it's probably something I should work on. And oh, the cat. There was a little bit of a clip where you can kind of see him. He is so cool. His name's Osiris. Absolutely the coolest cat you've ever met, or you've never met. You saw his butt. Okay, there you go. Little. You saw his butt. Okay. Robert Shaw says, "Oh my gosh, Baldcast IRL started, but I stay here, Adam for life." Thank you, Robert Shaw. I appreciate your never ending support. You're the best. Tony Bank became a member. Heyo. Thank you for becoming a member, Tony. You can now spin the UFO, and you are supporting me by doing so. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of that. You guys, if you are members, please spin the UFO in chat. Let's get some UFOs spinning in chat because, you know, UFOs, got to spin them, right? I'm going to spin it for you guys. Mark Robershaw again says, "At least you read my super chats. I appreciate that the most of you, unlike the others who don't read mine at all. Keep doing what you do, bro. Love you, F. Zuckerberg." Of course, I read my super chats. You guys take the time to super chat me, and you know I don't care how long it's going to take. I'm going to do it. Fantastic, Mr. Knox says, "LOL, here's another $5 dues, because Fox, well, it's a great movie, and I just, man, I love that guy. He's fantastic." Sectus Gaming says, "Smart people know they know nothing. Dumb people think they know everything." Yes, I know. It's so true. And it's so backwards. Goodness sakes. Metastep said, "Hey, Adam, I was wondering if you had the chance to read my presentation ABS paper on dismantling the climate change consensus. I posted on Locals. I haven't had the chance to read it. My internet was kind of iffy for a while, and I have been incredibly... I don't want to say stressed. I have been kind of stressed lately because I am doing a lot of... There's a lot of changes going on in my life right now. So, but I will get around to it, Meta, for sure. DJ Ronnie says, "Mark ain't kidding about the grease." Yeah, trust me, I know. Sejong says, "Mark isn't wrong. I was reading the headlines. I got excited when it said Bezos was just going to shoot himself. Then I got sad when it said into space part." Yeah, right. Robert Shaw says, "Don't fart too hard. Never trust a fart. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry." Thank you, Robert Shaw. I appreciate your super chat and your rickrolling me, and now all of you have been rickrolled. Robert Shaw says, "LOL, laughing my butt off. Sejong, you had me in the first half." Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you must love him because F. Bezos, right? Robert Shaw says, "I am funny sometimes." Yeah, sometimes you are. Mavis says, "I was just trying to give everyone a reason you're leaving that doesn't involve drama." Yeah. Trust me, you want to make sure babies can sleep. Otherwise, they get cranky. Then you get cranky. Well, Mavis, I know. trust me, I know. Well, but you weren't wrong, I want to say. I wasn't saying you were wrong. I was just kind of like, you know. So... we'll leave it at that. Yeah, thanks. Fantastic. Mr. Knox became a member. Thank you very much for becoming a member. I really do appreciate that. That is so fantastic. Thank you for all of you guys for your wonderful support. I will not be on tomorrow. Tomorrow I am going to be on Friday Night Tights on Nerdrotic's channel. He invited me last week, and the only date that they could have me on was tomorrow. So unfortunately, I won't have a Friday night episode. Depending on when I get off the show tomorrow, I may go live tomorrow on my channel here just to have a Friday night jam for you guys. I have been missing a Friday night jam. It's just not the same. But I really do appreciate every single one of you guys smashing my like button, subscribing to me, sharing my video. Seriously, you guys are the best. So thank you all so much. Wow, EA got hacked. I'm seeing a lot of people saying that. That's crazy. I wonder if I wonder how bad they got hacked. So can we get a song for an outro since no song tomorrow? Yeah, why not? What do you guys want to hear? What do you guys want to hear? What song do you want to hear? I'll play a few songs. Yeah, Friday Night Tights is awesome. You know, I just started playing this song, and it really makes sense. Because this song... I took a walk tonight with my love, and all the cats are in the streets. Like us, they're trying to find a way home. Yeah, face life and land up on their feet. Talking about them little things, little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside, like a sunshine and rain. A fresh coffee to start my day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long. I've been walking it so long. I've been walking it so long. When I'm walking with you. When I'm walking with you. Sun sets along the colonnade. All good dogs in bed are on their way. Like us, they're trying to find a peace of mind. Yeah, face life and its insanities. I'm talking about them little things. Little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside. Like a sunshine and rain. A fresh coffee to start my day. I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long. But now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. But now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. But now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you. And I felt it from the start. A connection from the start. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking. Well, this thing just broke. Oh my gosh, my mic just broke. Quick fix. It's alive. Well, now I'm walking with you. And it was the end of the song anyway. Okay, Sectus says freely, super chatted, asking for freely. Sejong says freely actually is a great idea. All right, I'll play freely also. Totally broke this mic drop. Yeah. Ooh. Hey, but you know what? It works. Whatever. It's still good. I'm still drinking my Kruger coffee. It's still warm because of this mug that someone actually sent me. It says Adam the Spinner. I love it. All right. So let's, I'm going to play freely. Mr. Squiggle says, step one, is your mic plugged in? Yes, it is plugged in. Thank you. For those who don't know, Freely is a song I wrote in September last year. And I wrote it in about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I sat down and wrote the song. It was just kind of how I was feeling in early September, late August. I started writing this song. So. Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. I climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, that's the magic, don't forget it, it'll help you see. In the dark, in the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. I climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come ocean tide. I climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. Thank you all so much. My goodness. All right. I saw some people asking for... Oh, I can't move this as much. My goodness. I can't believe this thing just broke in the mid-song. I don't know if it's fixable, actually. I guess we'll find out. I guess I'll just hold it. Hey, well, welcome. Thank you, everybody, for the show. Thanks for coming in. This is what happens when I get a mic in my hand. It feels like I need to talk like that. Thank you all so much. We got one more super chat to read. This from Dusty Thine says, that was a magic moment. Much love, big guy. Well, much love back to you, Dusty. Thank you so much for tuning in. I would play the Forge, but I can't. My voice is like, whoa, man. Whoa. Whoa, dude. So thank you all so much for hanging out. I will, of course, be back later tonight on my Twitch channel as Commodore Krigler. You can find me twitch.tv/Commodore Krigler. That's kind of my new gaming moniker that I've taken, and it's pretty great. That was actually Darth Call who super chatted me earlier. I was telling you about. He coined it for me, and it works really well. Commodore Krigler. It works on many levels. So thank you so much. You guys are fantastic. I will either see you tonight on my Twitch channel or tomorrow on Friday Night Tights on Nerdrotic's channel. Thank you, guys, everybody. Have a great weekend. See you next time. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.